Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the virtue of weeping due to the fear of Allah Ta'ala and longing for Him. So one is a person is weeping out of the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and the second part, longing for Him, he also has hope in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So in a very beautiful way Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought combining between fear and hope. We finished the chapter of combining between fear and hope, and now he's bringing a chapter on weeping due to the fear of Allah Ta'ala and simultaneously longing for Him. So it has both an element of fear and an element of hope. And under this chapter we're seeing different ahadith brought that have got both in it, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also hope in longing in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yaliju an-nar rajulun baka min khashyatillahi hatta ya'uda al-labanu fi al-dhar'i وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ غُبَارٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَدُخَانُ جَهَنَّمُ رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِيذِي. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who cries out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala will not enter the fire of Jahannam until the milk returns to the udders. Now this is just an expression that the person who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not enter Jahannam. Which, what is the expression? The second part, this expression is, until the milk returns to the udders. What is meant by, once milk comes out of the udders, udders of the cow, udders of the animal, any person that, or animal that produces milk, the milk doesn't go back. Once it's out, it's out. The milk itself doesn't go back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this expression also in the Quran. وَلَا يَدْخُرُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ. They will not enter paradise until a camel enters through the eye of a needle. Something that's impossible. So it's an expression to show something that is impossible. How can a camel pass through the eye of a needle? A needle is so small, and the eye of the needle also is so small. But this is just an expression to show something that won't happen, something that is impossible. In other words, possible for Allah Ta'ala, but it's something that Allah Ta'ala won't make it happen. Allah Ta'ala won't make it happen. Why? In this particular situation, a person was crying out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So when a person cries out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, it's not a small thing. It's a very, very, very big thing. Although we might think it's something trivial, or a person that cries means that he's a very soft person, he's a softy. But the reality and the hakikat is crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is very, very beloved. So we see the hadith is saying that the person who cries out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala will not enter Jahannam. And to give emphasis to the statement, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, until the milk returns to the udders. Milk doesn't go back, can't return. When it's out, it's out. And then the second part of the hadith, dust raised up in the path of Allah Ta'ala and the smoke of Jahannam can never combine. Dust raised up. In those days, people would travel with animals and they would go galloping with the animals and the dust would rise up and the dust would touch their bodies. Now Rasulullah sallallahu is showing the fazilat of striving in the path of Allah, weighing out in jihad, weighing out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant here? Dust raised up by the path of Allah ta'ala and the smoke of Jahannam can never combine. These two things will never combine. In other words, this person will never go into Jahannam. So both these things are telling us that a person will get saved from Jahannam. One is person that is crying out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and one is that person that is striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dust that is rising up and touching his body is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala won't let the smoke of Jahannam combine. In other words, the person won't go into Jahannam. Forget the flames, you're talking about the smoke. The smoke reaches you from far. Person is not right there by the dry stand for our understanding purposes, or the fireplace. He's outside it. Fire that is being made, smoke is coming up. The smoke reaches the person from far. He doesn't have to be right there for the smoke to reach him. So if the smoke doesn't reach the person, it means Jahannam itself won't reach the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save this person from Jahannam. Why? Because the dust particles touched his body out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see that what fazilat there is for a person striving in the path of Allah ta'ala, going out and making an effort to bring the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alive, to see that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes supreme. لِإِعْلَاءِ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ, that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes supreme. Unfortunately, we're living in a time and age where a new type of philosophy is being pushed, a new type of philosophy is being introduced, and this is the philosophy of coexistence. In other words, everyone is right. Whatever religion you are following, you are right. I am right. Christianity is right. Hinduism is right. The person that is worshipping the idols, he is right. The one that is worshipping the fire. We all can exist together. There is no such thing as we are going to strive to bring Islam up. We are going to strive to see that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reigns supreme. That is something that is forgotten. Now what we are trying to see is how everyone can live together. Harmony. There is no such thing as one deen is superior. Allah ta'ala save us. This is unheard of in Islam. Unheard of in deen. Otherwise, what is the need for a person to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that even the dust particle settling on his body will prevent the fire, the smoke of Jahannam touching. What is the reason? What is the need for it? If everyone can just sit back, Sahaba could have just sat back, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have just sat back and said, okay, everyone else throughout the world, peacefully coexisting, you all carry on what you all doing, we carrying on. This was never ever the spirit of Islam. The spirit of Islam is the deen of Allah must be elevated, the deen of Allah must come alive, and the deen of Allah must spread throughout the world. This is the real spirit of Islam. Not that the person just say, right, tolerance, every deen is correct, everyone is correct, we must respect all. No, not to say that we don't show respect to a person. As a human being, we show respect to people. But the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 100% correct. There's no other deen besides the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala mentions, inna deena inda Allah al-Islam, the only deen acceptable in the sight of Allah is the deen of Islam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.